State air quality officials have updated plans to clean up haze in the skies around Utah's national parks, and they're sending it to federal regulators for their approval. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
The Utah Air Quality Board voted Wednesday to send along the revised cleanup plan to the Environmental Protection Agency. Colleen Delaney is an environmental scientist with the Utah Division of Air Quality. She says the state's approach reduces pollution better than equipment advocated by environmental groups and the National Park Service.
All of this package together provides greater reductions than the most stringent control technology you could put in place to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions, just looking at those four units.
The state's been working on haze for more than two decades and has already cut tons of some emissions. Corey McNulty represents the National Parks Conservation Association. She told the board Wednesday that Utah's missed an opportunity to clean up scenic vistas by not requiring the Hunter and Huntington power plants to install the same kind of equipment used at 200 power plants around the country. McNulty said it would have meant 75% less nitrogen oxides.
Pollution that obscures up to 30 miles of the landscape that should be visible through Delicate Arch and from Island in the Sky viewpoint at Canyonlands National Park.
Environmentalists say they'll ask the EPA to reject Utah's plan unless it includes the added pollution control equipment. Judy Fays, KUER News.